चक्षुर्मिलितान्येना तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनोविष्यं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदा मह्यं ददाति सर्वदान्तिकम्। वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरुश्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरुं वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सगणा रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सामधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादान् सगणललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च। हे कृष्णकरुणासिन्धु दीनबन्धो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिकान्त राधाकान्त नमस्तुते सप्तकाञ्चन गौराङ्गी राधे वृन्दावनेश्वरी मृकमानसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये। वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमो। श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौरभक्तवृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। Ladies and gentlemen, I thank you very much for your coming here and participating with our this Krishna consciousness movement. So Krishna says, "Matta parataram nanya inti dasti dhananjaya mai sarvamidam krotam sutre mani ganaiva." So, Krishna is present everywhere because everything is resting on Him, on His energy. So, just like in a big factory, the proprietor may be out of the factory, but every worker is aware that this factory belongs to such and such person, as this is possible to have always a consciousness of the proprietor of the factory by the workers. Similarly, it is possible for everyone to become Krishna conscious in every activity. That is the philosophy we are trying to preach all over the world. The Bhagavad Gita philosophy is like that. Yuddhasya bhava anusmara. You have to, this world is so mad that one has to work. Without working, nobody even can maintain his body and soul together. That you cannot avoid. But at the same time, we can remember Krishna. That depends only on practice and understanding, pure understanding. So here Krishna says that there is nobody greater than me. That is the verdict of all ancient Vedic literature. In the Srimad Bhagavatam also the same thing is confirmed, that Krishna tu Bhagavan Sayam. There is a list of different incarnations of God. In that list Lord Buddha's name is also there. Lord Buddha's name is described. Kikiteshu bhavishyati. Buddha namna anna suta kikiteshu bhavishyati. The Srimad Bhagavatam, the Lord Buddha's name is mentioned as future incarnation. Bhavishyati will appear Kikiteshu in the province of Gaya. So this is called Shastra, because Srimad Bhagavatam was composed 5,000 years ago, and Lord Buddha appeared 2,600 years ago. Therefore, 5,000 years ago, Lord Buddha's case was in the future. That was, he said, bhavishyati, he will appear. This is called Shastra, Trikalagna, Shastra writer. They are not ordinary man, just like Krishna is speaking. He's not ordinary man. Nobody will be interested so much. If Bhagavad Gita was written by ordinary man, it was spoken by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and it was recorded by His incarnation Vyasa. So, it is transcendental literature. Ordinary literature, they cannot be perfect, because there are four defects. Brahm, Pramat, Karnataka, Vipravishta. Brahm means to commit mistake. Pramat means illusion. And Vipravishta means cheating. And Karnataka, inefficiency of the senses. So Shastra means above this defect. Well, there is no such defect, that is Shastra. And you can understand how 5,000 years ago Lord Buddha's appearance was predicted. Similarly, still there is prediction about Kalki Avatar, which will take place about 4,27,000 years hereafter. Kalki Avatar's name, his father's name, and where he will appear, everything is there. This is called Shastra. So we have to understand Krishna from the Shastra. Krishna himself speaking that matta paratara nanna kintid asti dhananjaya. There is nobody else greater than me. And when Arjuna understood Bhagavad Gita, he also accepted Krishna like that. Parabrahma paramadhama pavitram paramam bhavam. You are Parabrahma. So Krishna is Parabrahma. Brahma, we are all Brahma, because we are part and parcel of Parabrahma. But we are not Parabrahma, we are subordinate Brahma. Eko bahunam vidadhati kama. We are supported by Krishna, we are supported by God. He is one, God is one. And the supported Brahma, the living entities, they are innumerable, beyond the numerical strength, asankhaya. Nobody can count how many living entities are there. But God is one. So, from the ancient literature we understand that Krishna is too Bhagavan Sam. There are many incarnations of Krishna. Expansion of Krishna, Samsung, Vivinang. Some of the expansions are direct personal expansion. Just like Lord Rama, Nishingade, Varaha. There are many. Ramadi Murti Sukala Nyamena Tishtan. Krishna is existing, expanding himself in various forms like Rama, Nisinga, Varaha and so many others. There are different kinds of incarnation. Avatar, Saptavesh Avatar, Gunavatar, Manantar Avatar, Yuga Avatar, many incarnations. And in the Bhagavad it is concluded that the Lord's incarnations are so numerous that you cannot count. Just like if you sit down on the bank of a river, you cannot keep an account of the waves, how many waves are passing. Similarly, there is no account how many incarnations are coming out from Krishna. But Krishna is above all. Here Krishna personally said, and it is confirmed by all the sages, authorities, formally by great sages like Narada Muni, Vyasadeva, Asita, Devala, and in the modern age by all the acharyas, Shankaracharya, Madhyacharya, Ramanujacharya, Vishnu Swami, so many other acharyas, Lord Chaitanya, everyone accepts that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of God. How can you deny? We have to be guided by the Acharya. Acharyaman Purusha Veda. One who follows the principles of Acharya, he knows the things as they are. That is why. In the Bhagavad Gita also you find Acharya Upasanam. You have to follow the footsteps of the Acharya, because they can give us right direction. And one who does not follow the Acharya and creates and manufactures his mental concoction, his version will not be accepted. There are many different commentaries on the Bhagavad Gita. But not all of them are according to the direction of the Acharya. You have to accept Bhagavad Gita as it is under the direction of the Acharya. They do not make any change. They explain how Krishna is the greatest. Not that comment in a different way and deviate you. That Krishna is ordinary man. So Krishna, from Krishna the next expansion is Baladeva, Sun Prakash. And from Baladeva there is Chaturbhuja, Sankarsan Aniruddha Pradyumna. So again there is from Sankarsana there is Narayan. From the Narayan there is another expansion. The same, Sankarsana Padumna Aniruddha. And from that Sankarsana there is Purushavatara, Mahavishnu. From Mahavishnu there is Garbhodak Sai Vishnu. From Garbhodak Sai Vishnu, there is Kirodak Sai Vishnu. The Kirodak Sai Vishnu is situated in everyone's heart. Ishvara Sarvabhutanam Riddhesya Arjuna Tishya. In this way, Krishna is expanding in so many ways. By personal expansion, by the expansion of his energy, by the expansion of his differentiated parts and parcels. Just like we living entities, are bivinnans. We are also expansions of Krishna. So he is expanding himself in so many ways. Tansa, Vivindansa, and Shakti, Tatasa Shakti, Chit Shakti, Antaranga Shakti, Bahiranga Shakti. So we have to understand Krishna in that. And if we study scrutinizingly all this literature, we shall come to the conclusion that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of God. And if there is any name of God that is perfectly given in these two words, Krishna, all at once. There are many derivative meanings of Krishna given by the acharyas, but on the whole, Krishna is the actual name of God. So, how you have to, for ordinary man, how one can understand Krishna that he is all pervading? He is all pervading, he is everywhere. Now, how to appreciate that he is all pervading? That direction is given by Krishna himself. If we follow the direction of Krishna, how to appreciate him? Then naturally and surely we shall come to the point to understand Krishna, although he is all expansive. So Krishna says, Rasoham Mapsu Kaunteya, Pramasmi Sasisurjaya, Pranava Sarvabhedesu, Sabda Khe Paurasam Nishu. Just try to Krishna, try to understand Krishna by your daily experience. Krishna says that when you drink water and when you quench your thirst, when you feel the nice taste of Krishna water, that taste I am, Krishna says. So you can understand Krishna daily. As soon as you drink water, why one should say that there is no God? You just try to appreciate God according to the prescription given by God. Then you will understand. Just like a doctor gives you medicine and he gives you direction also, that you drink this medicine, take the bottle and take 2 drops or 5 drops as it gives you extra. Then gradually you understand that by taking that medicine, you are being cured, you are feeling in health. Similarly, these prescriptions given by Krishna, this is meditation actually. When we meditate upon the taste of the water, that means we are meditating on Krishna. Similarly, Krishna says, Prabhasmi Sasisurjaya, I am the sunshine, moonshine. So who has not seen the sunshine? If you have seen sunshine and if you follow these prescriptions given by Krishna, then early in the morning you see Krishna. Why do you say that I am not Krishna, I have not seen Krishna? Krishna is not present before me. But you follow Krishna's instructions and he will be present. He is present. Simply, we have to purify our eyes and senses to understand. That is required. Premanjana Churita Bhakti Vilochanena Santas Sadaivarida. Suppose you have a beloved friend. As soon as you call, you hear telephone call. Who is he? I am this. Immediately see. Does it not? Immediately, by the sound. Why? Because you are known to him. You are in love with him. Similarly, in this way, if you develop your dormant love of Krishna, you will see Krishna in every moment. Premanjana Churita Bhakti Vilochanena Santa Sadaivarida Vilochanena. It is not at all difficult to see Krishna Why do you say, can you show me God? Why you are not seeing God? Here is God. So Krishna says, Rasoham Mavsu Kantaya, Parvahasmi Satishurjaya. So who has not seen the sunshine? Who has not seen the moonshine? Simply to understand, one has to understand that what is the sunshine? The sunshine is the reflection of Krishna's bodily effulgence. Just like, what is this moonshine? This is the reflection of the sunshine. Similarly, the sun is also reflection of the Brahma Jyoti. And what is this Brahma Jyoti? Brahma Jyoti is Krishna's bodily effulgence. Then why do you say that you have not seen Krishna? There are many other instances Krishna is giving, some of them. If you study, if you meditate upon them, then you will see Krishna gradually. He will be revealed. He will be present immediately. It is all revelation. Not that by your eyes you can see. But if you follow the prescription, the direction, you will see Krishna daily, always, 24 hours. So, when one is elevated devotee, Mahabhagava, he is called Mahabhagava, he does not see anything but Krishna. Everywhere he sees Krishna. Thavar jangam dakhe na dakhe tar murti. He is seeing on the seaside, a great ocean, a great sea. But he is not seeing the sea, but he is seeing Krishna. He is Krishna's energy. How Krishna's energy is working. And it is producing such vast ocean and sea. He is thinking like that. That is meditation. Anywhere he goes, he simply thinks of Krishna. Thavar jangam dakhe na dakhe tar murti. He does not see the material form of anything. Sarvatra sphuretar ishtademati. Everywhere he sees Krishna. This is called Krishna Kaasa. So, one has to develop. How one can develop? This is the process. Sarvanadi suddha chitte. If you hear, and as you go on hearing, your dirty things and the heart become clear. This hearing process is so nice. Sinnatal satata krishna punna savana kirtana riddantasta avadrani vidhunati srihitatam. If you simply hear about Krishna, just like you are speaking about Krishna from this Bhagavad Gita, so if you try to understand Krishna as directed by Krishna, then Krishna will also cooperate with you. Just like a teacher, when he sees that a student is very intelligent, he is following the direction. The teacher takes more interest on the student. That is natural. If the teacher says, my dear child, my dear boy, you write in this way, and if you try, then the teacher takes more interest. Similarly, as soon as you try to understand Krishna according to the direction given by him, Krishna is within you. He will help you more and more. Tesam satapajuktana bhajatana pritipurvata dadami buddhi jivogantam. Krishna says, I give him special intelligence to understand. So therefore, our duty is to follow the instruction of Krishna as he is giving. So Krishna says, pranava sarvavedesu vyomkaha. Pranava. Om tadvishnom parvam padam sadhapashtandri suraya. The Vedic mantra. Om bhagavate vasudevaya nama. This omkar, this pranava, is Krishna. So anyone who is chanting the Vedic hymns, and as soon as he vibrates the sound, transcendental sound, Om, here is Krishna. So how we can avoid Krishna? Simply we have to know. You have to purify your eyes. You have to purify your ears. You have to purify your hands. You have to purify your legs. In this way, when your senses are purified, in every step, in every moment, you will see Krishna. Nothing but Krishna. The purificatory process, just to purify the eyes. Krishna is present before you in Akshayamurti, Akshayavatara, nicely dressed by the devotee. Sri Vigraha Aradhana Nityanana. It is the duty of the devotee to decorate the Sri Vigraha, the form, the transcendental form of Krishna, very nicely, so that thousands of people may come in the temple and see Krishna. And as you go on seeing Krishna and your eyes become purified, then you see Krishna. How nice Krishna is. Just like when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu entered the Jagannath temple, as soon as he saw Krishna, immediately fainted, because his eyes were prepared to see Krishna. So we have to prepare our eyes to see, we have to prepare our ears to hear about Krishna. In this way, we can see Krishna. And this is the process. How to, just like we use our tongue, that is one of our senses. So Krishna says, the rasoham apsu kaunteya, everyone drinks water. So he tastes the, releases the taste of the water. So as soon as he releases the taste of the water, according to the direction of Bhagavad Gita, he can see Krishna. Similarly, by the tongue, you can eat Bhagavat Prasadam, the foodstuff offered to Krishna. And as soon as you taste the foodstuff offered to Krishna, you immediately remember Krishna, how nicely Krishna has taken this foodstuff. So by the tongue you can begin. Simply by eating Krishna prasadam, without reading any Vedic literature, without reading in Bhagavad Gita, if you simply think of Krishna, how nicely Krishna has tasted this foodstuff, you become Krishna conscious. So to become Krishna conscious is not a very difficult job. Simply you have to follow the direction. That's all. But if you manufacture your own meaning, commentation on Bhagavad Gita, then you are doing it. You are lost. Samayava ikevalam. Then such kind of reading Bhagavad Gita is simply a waste of time and energy. That's all. Therefore, those who are not Krishna conscious, those who are not hearing from Krishna conscious personality, they are simply wasting time. The so-called reading of Bhagavad Gita, lecture on Bhagavad Gita without Krishna. God, kingdom of God without God. We want kingdom of God, peace and prosperity, but without God. There must not be God. That is our secular government. We want kingdom of God, but without God. That is not possible. If you give up God or God's relationship, there is no question of kingdom of God, of peace and prosperity. Then Krishna says, pranava sarvavedesu sabdakhe paurasana nishu. When one man is famous, jajjat vibhutimat satya mamo tejansa samam. Anything extraordinary, if you find, Krishna is the most extraordinary personality. But even within this world, if you find some great leader, great politician, great scientist, great businessman. There are so many. And he is very famous. So you should know that this fame and name of this person is due to Krishna's mercy. You see Krishna there. Nobody can be greater than any other friend unless he specially bestowed the mercy of Krishna. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Jajjad vibhuti mat satya mama tejaṁsasam. A little portion of Krishna's mercy is there. Krishna is most opulent. Oisarjasa samagras. You can claim that you are proprietor of 10 crores of rupees. And another can claim that I am proprietor of 50 crores of rupees. And another can claim 100 crores of rupees. But nobody can claim that I am the proprietor of all the money that is available within this material world. Nobody can say that. Even Brahma cannot say. But Krishna, his description is that samagrasya aisarya, all the wealth that is conceivable, he is the proprietor. So any wealthy person, any rich person you see within this material world, it should be understood that a portion of Krishna's money has been taken by him. That's all. Nobody can claim that I am the proprietor of all the money that is here in this material world. That is not possible. So, if that man also thinks that whatever money I have got, it is Krishna's money, Krishna's mercy, Krishna has mercifully given me this money, then what is his next duty? He should spend it for Krishna. That is the proper utilization of money. Similarly, if one is famous, he should utilize his fame for Krishna's service. Suppose I am trying to spread this Krishna consciousness movement, but if a very famous man tries for it, it will be very quickly spread. That is the utilization of his fame. If a scientist, if he proves Krishna's supremacy by scientific law, then his knowledge in science is perfect. So everyone who possesses anything, if he knows that it is the gift of Krishna and it should be utilized for Krishna, then his life is successful. Atapung vidhida sresta varnasama vibhavas sanusthitasya dharmasya sansiddhi haritosanam. Sansiddhi haritosanam. It doesn't matter what you are. You may be a engineer, you may be a lawyer, you may be a businessman. Whatever you are, it doesn't matter. But try to satisfy Krishna by your profession, by your occupation. Then you are successful. Sansiddhi. It doesn't matter what you are doing. It doesn't require that you have to give up your profession as a lawyer and join us as a sannyasi and dance. If you cannot do that, everyone can do that. But if you think that you cannot do this, then utilize your profession for Krishna's service. Then you become perfect. So Krishna consciousness is not a necessity for the members of the society. It is a necessity of everyone throughout the whole world, without any discrimination. One has to take this advantage to become Krishna conscious, to understand Krishna in this way. Then the result will be sublime. Jo janati tattva janma karma me divyam janati jo janati tattva. Just like anyone who understands that the taste of the water is Krishna's energy, the sunshine is Krishna's energy, The moonshine is Krishna's energy. The Vedic mantras, that is also to please Krishna. And the sound vibrated in the sky or anywhere, the sound element is Krishna. And the energy or the name, fame, opulence of big man of this world, that is also Krishna. In this way, if we study Krishna, then we know him gradually. And as soon as we understand him, janma karma me dibbam. Jo janati tattata. One who understands in truth, tatta deham punarjanma naiti manetito. Immediately he becomes liberated, so much so that after quitting this body, he comes to me. So what is the difficulty? Even in your ordinary life, you can study Krishna, you can understand Krishna, and Krishna will help you as soon as you begin studying Krishna, understanding Krishna. Krishna will help you from within. Krishna is with you. Krishna is not far away. He is so kind that he is sitting in your heart as your friend just to help you how you become liberated from this material contamination. Why you do not take this advantage? Every sane man should take advantage of this instruction of Bhagavad Gita, but rightly, as it is said, that anywhere he may be, it doesn't matter. He is a liberated person. Ihadasya harer dasa, karmana manasa vata, nikilesopi avasthasu, jivan mukta savuti. Anyone who is trying to become Krishna conscious, and being Krishna conscious, he is trying to serve Krishna sincerely. He may be situated anywhere. It does not matter. He is Indian or Hindu or Muslim or Christian or this or that. Simply if he thinks of Krishna, always in the process as described here, he becomes liberated. So you can become liberated at your home. Simply you have to think of Krishna. The gopis were so elevated, devotees. What was their function? The only function was that they are always thinking of Krishna. That's all. Lord Chaitanya therefore recommends, Ramya Kasi Dupasana Brajabadhu Vargavi Jakalpita. These Brajabadhus, they are village girls. They are daughters of cow husbandmen. Naturally, they are not Brahmins, daughters of Brahmins. They have no Vedic understanding, Vedanta philosophy. But their only business was 24 hours thinking of Krishna. Therefore, Lord Chaitanya recommends, Ramma Kati Dupasana Brajabadhu Bhargabhija Kalpita. There is no more first-class type of worshipping Krishna than it was conceived by the Brajabadhus or the Kavas girls, dancers in Vrindavan. So, it does not require any education, any philosophical knowledge. Simply, if you give oral reception to this instruction of Krishna, and wherever you may be, you simply think of Krishna in this way, or this taste is Krishna, the sunshine is Krishna, the moonshine is Krishna, the vibration in the sky is Krishna, this name and fame of this gentleman is Krishna, then where is no Krishna consciousness? What is the difficulty? There is no difficulty. Simply we have to adopt, and it is very easy. Sahaja. Sahaja means it is born with you. Krishna, because he is within your heart, therefore Krishna is with you from your birth, and he is trying to divert your attention to Krishna. From inside, from outside us. So we have to take advantage of this. So there are so many symptoms, and Krishna again says, Punna Gandha Pratibhyancha Tejakshami Vibhavasu Jivanam Sarvabhutesu Tapaschatmi Tapasyasu. One person is undergoing severe austerities and penances for self-realization. And what is that self? That is Krishna. That tapasya is also Krishna. Because Krishna and the means of attaining Krishna is the same. It is not that you take some means and when you attain your ultimate goal, you give up the means. No. In Krishna's affair, there is nothing giving up. Just like we are now chanting, or any devotee is chanting of Krishna's name. When he actually becomes liberated, it is not that the means, chanting means he is rejected. The chanting means more and more elevated. The relic, the taste of chanting increases. But chanting goes on. That's why the devotees are worshipping Krishna here. And when he approaches directly Krishna Loka, the same business will go on. So Krishna and the means of attaining Krishna is identical. There is no difference. To chant Hare Krishna and to meet Krishna, the same thing. Simply, we have to follow and then it will be revealed. You will understand that there is no difference between Krishna and Krishna's name. There is no difference between Krishna and Krishna's activities. Otherwise, what is the use of studying this Bhagavad Gita, which is taught by Krishna in the battlefield? So, the battlefield is also Krishna, because Krishna is there. In this way, wherever there is Krishna, if one realizes that Krishna is present in this way, Nirvanne Krishna Sambandhe, Yukta Vairagya Muccate, he hasn't got to give up his family or his occupation. That is Yukta Vairagya. To accept sannyas means Vairagya. But one who is constant in Krishna consciousness, that is perfect Vairagya, perfect sannyas. Vasudevi Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayogita Janati Asu Vairagyam. Because as soon as he goes on thinking of Krishna, then naturally he has no more any interest of this material effort. Vairagya automatically arrives. By taking sannyas, it is a formulative, a regulative principle that one has to give up his family connection, worldly connection. But one who is Krishna conscious, he is automatically attain that stage. Attain that stage of Vairagya. Vasudevi Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayojite Janayati Asu Vairagyam Jnanantata Ahitam. Sahasu, in order to practice Vairagya or renounce this material world, that's why Lord Buddha Dev taught us meditation for so many years. There are many instances that they go to the forest, to the Himalaya, to meditate in order to try to escape the contamination of this material world. But if you think of Krishna, Vasudev, if you are engaged in his devotional service, Vasudev Bhagavati, Vasudev is Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of God. Vasudev Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayojite Janayati Asu Vairagyam. Immediately Vairagya, which others cannot achieve after going so much austerities in the Himalaya. You can attain that Vairagya, the perfectional state, simply by thinking of Krishna in the process as it is described. So, our request to everyone is that you read Bhagavad Gita in this way. You try to understand Krishna. It does not matter where you are. Since then, according to Srimad Bhagavatam, you will be purified. And there will be Vairagya. Vairagya means unless we become detached from the attraction of this material world, we have to continue repetition of birth and death in different forms. But when you are fully apart from this material sense gratification, that I do not want any more of this material sense gratification, but I want Krishna, then you are immediately purified immediate Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Mancha Bhavicharini Bhakti Yogena Jasevara. Simply you engage in the service of transcendental loving service of Krishna by thinking in this process, you become liberated. So Krishna is giving you further references how you can think of Krishna. Just like here it is said, Punna Gandha Prithivyanja. Just like the rose flower, it has got a special flavor. And as soon as you smell that flavor, you should understand this exquisite, nice flavor is Krishna. Punna Gandha Prithivyanja, there are many other flowers. So these flavors, they are Krishna. We have to think like that. Punnaranna prithivyamcha tejaschasmi vibhavaso. Anything dazzling. That's you get a diamond. Dazzling. And immediately you should remember, this dazzling is Krishna. Pravas means tejaschasmi vibhavaso. Jivanam sarvabhutesu. Anything living. Beginning from the elephant to the ant. So long one is living, he should know that there is Krishna within him. Yes, Krishna says, Ishara sarvabhutana, iddesha arjuna tishtiti. So Krishna is within the heart of the ant, Krishna is within the heart of an elephant, Krishna is within the heart of a man, within a dog, within any living entity, it doesn't matter. But that does not mean dog is Krishna, that is mistake. Krishna, by his inconceivable potency, he can live within the heart of a dog. But if you misconclude that dog is Krishna, then you are misled. Krishna can live anywhere. Krishna can create his Vaikuntha anywhere. Just like, take for example, the governor, wherever he goes, immediately there is government. There is place, governor, secretary, governor, military, commander. Everyone is present there. It doesn't matter whether the governor goes to the jungle or in a very nice city or anywhere. Similarly, wherever Krishna is, immediately Krishna's own atmosphere at Vaikuntha is there. Krishna says that Naham tishtami Vaikuntha. It is not that I am stranded in Vaikuntha. I can live anywhere. Tatra tishtami Narada, Jatra gayanti madhvatta. If there is a devotee, and if he is chanting the Krishna's name, Krishna's glory, Krishna is there. So you can, by your devotional power, you can see Krishna everywhere. And Krishna says, that is all pervading nature of Krishna. Krishna is not that Krishna is sitting here only, but Krishna is everywhere. That's how electricity is everywhere. Simply one has to know how to capture that electricity. Similarly, Krishna says that I am here. You have to capture Krishna. Jivanam sarvabhuteshu tapasyasmi tapasasi bijamam sarvabhutana vidhi partha sanatanam. Bijam, you can understand bijam. Bijam is the seed. That's why it says the seed of a banyan tree. You have seen the fruits of banyan tree. Very small seed. But that seed contains another banyan. If it is given chance to fructify, that seed will develop into a very big banyan tree. And from that banyan tree, you will have many, many millions of, figs. And in each fig there are many, many millions of seeds. The Krishna seed is like that. Krishna is the original seed. And from that seed, so many things are developed. Bijang mang sarva bhutana. Bijang mang sarva bhutana. Vidhi Pata Sanatanam. And that bija is Sanatan eternal. It is not annihilated. That's why we are Krishna's part and parcel. We are living entities. Krishna is the original being. We are part and parcel of the being. Therefore, Krishna is the original being. Bijam sarva-bhutana. Sanatanam, itana. Krishna is eternal, we are also eternal. Buddhi, buddhi matam asmi, tejas, tejas namaham. The intelligence, you find, very intelligent man, very good scientist, very good workman. And as soon as you see extraordinary intelligence, every intelligence is Krishna. Especially when you find somebody is extraordinarily intelligent, you should know this intelligence is Krishna. So what is the difficulty of understanding Krishna? Krishna is saying in the 15th chapter, sarvasya chaham riddhi sannivishta matta smriti jnanam apohanant. One man is very intelligent and one man is very dull. So this dullness is also Krishna. Krishna says in another sentence, why a man becomes dull and why a man becomes intelligent? It is Krishna's manipulation. He says, matta smriti jnanam apohanant. So Krishna can be seen, Krishna can be understood in this way. Balam balavatam, balam balavatam chaham kamarāga vivarjitam. Strength, kamarāga vivarjitam. Strength should be used, just like Arjuna. Arjuna was very strong, a strong fighter. That strength is Krishna. Why it is Krishna? Because Krishna, Arjuna had no idea of sense gratification. He was in the beginning, he was trying to satisfy his senses. My dear Krishna, they are my brother, there is my grandfather, I shall not fight. That is sense gratification. But as soon as he fought under the direction of Krishna, as Krishna said, then what is your now conclusion? I have said everything to you. And Arjuna says, agreed, yes, Kurishe Vatananda Prabhu. Now I shall fight. My illusion is now over. This is kamarāga vivarjitam. There is no question of sense gratification. If you have some strength, if you don't use for your sense gratification, but if you use for Krishna's service, then you can realize Krishna. Kamarāga vivarjitam. Dharma viruddha bhuteshu kamasmi bharadarsava. Dharma viruddha. Just like sex intercourse is lusty. But when you beget a child, even you are lusty, if you beget a child, according to the shastra, dharma avaruddha, you cannot enjoy your wife for sense gratification. If you can enjoy or you can use your wife only for begetting children. In our society, this restriction is there. We don't allow illicit sex life. Simply, one can have in marital life sex, and that is also for begetting children, not for any other purpose. So Krishna says here that dharma avuriddha bhuteshu kamasmi bharatartha. That kind of lusty transaction between husband and wife, I am, Krishna says. So, it is not that Krishna conscious people are forbidden from sex life, but their sex life is for serving Krishna, to produce Krishna conscious children, not cats and dogs. That is Krishna. That sexual intercourse is Krishna. Here Krishna says. So we have to follow in this way, in every step of our life, how we can realize Krishna, then our life becomes our life. Thank you very much.